Colossians chapter 1, starting at verse number 9. It says, "For this reason, since the day we heard it, we have not ceased praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may lead lives worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, as you bear fruit in every good work and as you grow in the knowledge of God. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience while joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have the redemption, the forgiveness of sins." This is one of my favorite Sundays of our church year. I love that we are mindful to celebrate this great milestone in the lives of our teenagers, these young men and these young women. I have known all of you, I'm talking to the graduates here, since you were little children, some of you when you were babies. I arrived in Reynoldsburg some 18 years ago, you were indeed babies, and I have had the pleasure of watching all of you grow from children, from babies, to young ladies and young men. I just wanted to add a short encouragement to what your families have just offered you. It would seem that today could be a day that we choose to serve as a getaway. You know, there's just a lot going on in our world, and rather than focus on that or talk about that, let's use today to be a getaway. But even if we try to treat this as a getaway, we know that it's still on our minds and still on our hearts. You know, some of us might think, well, if we focus on the graduates, we don't have to think about the turmoil that's going on in our lives or in our country right now. But for me, this is a holy moment. It's a holy intersection. I believe that your generation will produce the leaders that will guide us out of a lot of the messes that we are in. Old folks like me, can't believe I just called myself old. Old folks like me tend to get stuck in their ways, and it's hard for us to move and hard for us to change. But you five represent a generation of movers and shakers. And as I looked into your names, that point could not be more clear or more powerful. Nathan, your name means, it's a Hebrew root, and it means he gave. Nathan, you like science and technology, and you like to invent things. You're pursuing a career in engineering, and I'm praying for you, Nathan, that you will use your many gifts and talents to generously give to humankind. We need more givers. There are a lot of takers, but we need more givers. And I'm praying that you, as if you were divinely appointed by being given the name Nathan, will give of yourself and your talents to the betterment of our society and our world. Joshua, your name means God is my salvation. I know that's a huge name to live up to. It's Jesus. It's the same name, Joshua Jesus. It's the same name. As if divinely appointed, Joshua, I'm praying that you in your life will bring forth a message through your actions, through your words, that will lead people to call on God to be their salvation. That you will live a life that's so worthy of who you are in Christ Jesus. And when people see Joshua Berry, they see Jesus. Aaron, your name comes from the word Ireland. I had to think long and hard about that one, but I looked into where did Ireland come from, and Ireland comes from a mythical god called Eriu. In Irish mythology, this goddess protected the land from the invaders, and she is often referred to as the land goddess or protector of the lands. The vocation that you choose as you go to college and study to have a career, I pray that it will be one that does not ignore protecting and caring for others. I've watched you grow up, and I know that you have that in you, but I pray that you will care for those who can't care for themselves, and that you would be a protector. Rowan, the Rowan tree. Your name comes from the Rowan tree. It's a fast-growing tree that produces berries at the end of summer. Your love for reading and literature and writing has been so evident. I pray that you will allow your love for literature to cultivate beautiful stories that you will write, that will contribute all the more beauty and succulent delight to the human experience. There is a lot of beauty that I am praying that you will bring to this world. Lamar, your name, I can't believe this. Your name means from the sea. I can't help but think of your grandfather, Carl Ward, a Navy man, a man of the sea. He was a great man, a man of great integrity. I saw a picture that your mother posted online of you side by side with your grandfather at his high school graduation, and the two of you look just alike. That's saying a lot. I might be putting a lot on you here because your grandfather was so great. Your grandfather contributed a lot to this world, to this society, to this church. And I'm praying that you will live in the legacy of your grandfather, that you will live in a legacy of a strong, proud African-American man. No time better than right now for you to be proud of who you are. And I'm praying that you will lean into this legacy that your grandfather left for you. Your grandfather talked a lot about you and your brother, all his grandkids, but you two in particular. And I'm praying that you will be a great man just like him, that you will be a great man of God just like him, that you will be a great servant just like him, that you will contribute to this world in fantastic ways, just like him. So do you see how this holy intersection, a world in turmoil, but five graduates who I think hold the key to our world being a better place? The world needs all five of you to flourish and for you to fully be what God created you to be. So then, for this reason, we will not cease praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may lead lives worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him as you bear fruit in every good work And as you grow in the knowledge of God, may you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power. And may you be prepared to endure everything with patience while joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. I pray that you five graduates will give your lives over to God. Let him control you. Let him shape you. Let him mold you. Let him make you and even at times break you. Don't hold anything back. Surrender it all to him. Graduates, we love you. We support you. We will always pray for you. And we salute you. I love you.